Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos with the Lookup Center in Newark. Sheila, before we get into a lot of stuff that's happening with the Lookup Center, I said to you, boy, you're coming up on a year, and you're like, no, I'm hit my year anniversary.
That's right.
First off, congratulations. How's it
Thank
been?
Thank you. It's been a great year. So July 17th was my 1 year anniversary. I think I've settled in pretty well. It's been really exciting. So Kirsten was our marketing specialist at that time, but it was only part-time. So then recently we hired her full-time. What month was it?
March.
Mm-hmm. So March this past year, she hired in at full-time. She is now my administrative assistant and marketing director. And we have just taken off. Like, we are just busy all the time. We have just really broadened and, you know, set higher expectations in terms of just being out in the community and community involvement. And we're just having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the things you do, because preparing for today's show, I went back and I looked. And again, I knew Scott Hayes, and, you know, I think his 20-year anniversary was in 2024 for the Lookup Center.
Correct.
But my God, Sheila, the amount of folks you've touched and the things you're doing are amazing.
Yes, we're really excited that we have had a really busy summer. So typically the Lookup Center would slow down a little bit in the summer just to kind of regroup for the fall, because we have so many fall events. But now hiring Kirsten in, so we have two full-time people now, she and I, and we have been able to just have nonstop events, like, you know, and free things for the community, which has been really fun. And we have some really exciting free events coming up, which is one reason that I was so excited to be able to come here today and share some of that with all of your radio listeners.
How do you get it done then, just the two of you? You got to have volunteers. You got to have folks who jump in and say, what can we do?
Well, we do have a few other part-time employees, which help, but volunteers. Like, they are amazing. You know, we have a volunteer base of close to 200 volunteers at the Lookup Center. Some of those volunteers, I would say about 45 volunteers are regular weekly volunteers. And then we have a large pool of event volunteers, or people's names, really, we can just call. Like, we're getting ready to have our gym sale this weekend. And that really is a huge deal. We have it Friday and Saturday from 9 to noon. And everything that's tabletop is donation only. So we don't have any prices on anything. And clothing is $5 for a bag. So that has been set up by volunteers. They have come in and hung hundreds and hundreds of items of clothing, sat things on the tables. Like, it's pretty amazing. I was on vacation this last week, and I walked into the Lookup Center this morning, and the gym is packed full, and we are ready for the sale.
So the gym sale is not gym-specific things. It's just the gym sale is in the gym.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, Joel.
Okay. Well,
we're not selling
stuff. I just wanted to make sure. With athletics.
That's been a question a couple times.
I just wanted to make sure. We got clarification.
And we're not selling our gym.
Right. Right.
So,
although, if you get a nice payment for it, you may think about it.
Depends on what you want to pay.
That's exactly right.
Everything is negotiable. But it's basically a yard or garage sale in our Lookup Center gym.
Okay.
So come and join that. It's exciting because there's actually a lot of sales that weekend. So there's some churches that are having church sales, and there's just a lot going on. But that's better for us because we figure people can just make their rounds and be hitting all the sales and stay really busy. But we're only 9 till noon, and we have the best prices, though, because it is donation only for all the tabletop items. And clothing, I promise you, you can fit like 20 items in one bag that you would get for $5. So we have the best pricing, even with our opportunity store, which is open on Tuesdays from 9 to noon and 4 to 6. It's always $5 per bag of clothing. So, which is, you know, you just can't get those prices anywhere else at any thrift store in town. So,
no doubt about it. And you know what? There's this little thing called back to school. I'm sure parents will be able
to.
Kirsten's shaking your head over here.
Yeah.
This is a great way for folks if they need clothes, school supplies. I mean, it'll be just to run the gamut of stuff in there, correct?
Yes. Yeah, and school supplies are always free at the Lookup Center as well. So, you know, Tuesday, that's the only catch, is we're only open on Tuesdays, 9 to noon, and then 4 to 6 in the evening. But all our school supplies are always free all year round. Coats, hats, gloves, they're always free all year round. And clothing is $5 a bag. You can't beat the deal.
No, not at all. Kirsten, how much did you know about the Lookup Center before you came? Because you said you were at Granville Christian Academy, correct?
Yeah,
how much did you heard about it and knew about it?
I didn't know a whole lot, to be honest. I grew up in this area. I grew up in Thornville and then have been around Newark my whole life. And so when I was introduced to the Lookup Center, really for the first time in depth, I didn't really know everything that it did and how much it reached into the community. So it was really eye-opening for me to just see what all we do and what all, you know, we're mm-hmm. into. So it was great to see that. So
Was it a little overwhelming?
It was a little bit. I just kind of went in with my head down. I was there, you know, 10 hours a week doing the social media and just really focusing on growing that. But the longer that I was there, the more I was doing, the more I fell in love with the purpose and with what the mission is for Lookup. And I can't imagine being anywhere else. I love being there. I love everybody that I work with. I love the mission. It's a fantastic place.
Well, and you can't do social media without becoming fairly intimate with what you're posting about. I mean, you got to know because you got to answer questions and you got to be at all the events and you got to know the people.
That was what was a little intimidating for me at first, was getting all these questions. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure I know how to get the answer. But, you know, but now that I've been there, as long as I've been there, I feel really well versed in everything. And so I just have just kind of plugged in and I'm happy and it's great and I'm enjoying myself. I really am. So.
Well, I mean, it's not like you don't have somebody who's pretty motivated
exactly.
to keep you going and get things
this
done.
This lady is just so fun to work with. Yeah. She really is. She's so fun to work with.
And what about the volunteers? Sheila mentioned, that's mind blowing to me. And I don't mean this, but I mean, you're not a large nonprofit. You're a smaller one,
right.
But they have that many folks who have said, yeah, I'll give you some time. I'll give you some. That's got to be impressive as well.
It is very impressive just to see the different people that come in. Even if it's just briefly, they're coming in for, you know, 5 to 10 hours a week just one time event only. It's great to see their dedication and wanting to be a part of something that is wanting to be inside of the community and do so much for the community. So it's really neat to see everybody just kind of joining hands and being a part of the mission.
When you say event only, give me an example.
So we got our big event that's coming up in August, August 7th. It's called Joyful Noise Summer Song Fest. It's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We've got some volunteers that are being a part of that. We've got a security crew, a parking crew. That's all volunteer. And that event is going to be great because we've got several churches coming in. We've got Spring Hills coming in, More Life Church coming in with their worship teams. We also have an up-and-coming Christian music artist that is coming in, and she's doing a 45-minute set. Her name is Brooke Abella.
It local?
She's from Bell Fountain.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so she's super excited about coming in and doing that for us. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some vendors. We've got some food. It's really just a focus for the community and to bring people together and enjoy some music and time of fellowship. So.
And that'll be on site. We're going to get into this, but that'll be right on site at the Lookup Center.
On site, yeah. Okay. And our big yard right to the right of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how did this come about? I mean, was this just... Because you don't hear a lot of nonprofits going, hey, we're going to have a gospel, you know, a song fest. I mean, how did this come about?
So it started out as a worship night that we did last year. We introduced a ladies' worship night last year, and that went over really well. We did a more intimate one later on in the year, but the biggest comment was, when are we going to have something for men too? So I was like, well, we need to look into that. So the problem with our gym, though, is it's not set up for acoustics the way it needs to be. And so having a lot of people in there and then having all the instruments in there, it's just way too loud. Mm-hmm. And so we had to think, well, we got to think outside the box here. So we're like, let's do it outside and let's do it in the summer and let's just make it a big thing. And it kind of went from just music to, okay, let's bring in some vendors to, okay, let's serve some food. Okay, let's, you know, have somebody that's coming in that's up and coming as a Christian artist coming in. And so it just kind of grew into this this big event, and we're really, really excited about it. So,
are you going to have tents or anything like that? Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have two tents that Scott Hayes is actually donating to us from his tent ministry. So those are going to be set up, and also all the vendors are going to bring tents. We're encouraging people to bring their lawn chairs, bring their tents, mm-hmm. bring blankets to just set up for the evening, listen to some music, get some food, and shop around with some local vendors. So,
and it's a free event.
It is a free event, yes.
I mean, did you think a year ago you'd be like, hey, we're going to put this concert together? I mean, that's, again, it's something that you don't see a lot of nonprofits doing something like that.
Yeah, well, now that Kirsten and I are together, we think huge.
So we do.
Sometimes we had things we had to cancel. We're like, okay, so we're in over our heads just a little bit. Let's just tone it down a little bit. So we think big, and we're always trying to find things like, you know, that reaches people who may not, or have families really, that maybe can't afford to go to certain things like concerts or, and I know sometimes you'll find them free in churches and things like that, but sometimes people don't want to drag their kids into a church setting where it's quiet to go hear a concert. This is kind of noisy. Like, your kids can run around. We have face painting. You know, it's going to be where parents can relax. The kids can run around. Whereas if you're at a concert in a church, it's just a little bit different.
Go to a Catholic church with the nuns. You didn't do any of that running around.
No running around.
No, so that didn't last long.
I think this will attract families that got those little kids that are noisy. And, you know, like a church setting, wouldn't it be really convenient for them to listen to music where they can just sit back and relax and their kids can be eating nachos and, you know what I'm saying, where you can't.
The nuns wouldn't like that either.
Casual.
Yeah.
You're going for casual.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All good.
100%.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
and it's the same thing. Like, we have our family movie night coming up. When is that, Kirsten?
That's Thursday, September 11th.
Okay, so that's coming up in September. That's a free event. Mm-hmm. You know, check our Facebook page. We're always announcing these free things. And the last year when we had our movie night, people were so excited because, you know, if you are if you're a two-parent family with two children, and it's going to cost you $100 to go to the movies. Like, just popcorn, two drinks, and some candy is $50. And then your tickets. So we do the movie night, and a lot of the families were like, we can't afford to go to the movies. Like, you have free popcorn, and, you know, we sold hot dogs for like 50 cents, you know, just to kind of cover our costs, not really to make money. But, you know, families can't afford it. So we had that gym packed full. We had over 100 people show up for the movie. And kids brought blankets and sat on the floor, you know, and that's what we're trying to do, is provide things for families that they can do. That's kind of our mission, that we can fellowship, have a great time, but yet it doesn't cost you any money. Like, families could feed their family for $3, you know, and if they didn't want to buy hot dogs, they could just eat popcorn and drink juice boxes or whatever, you know. So that's just, you know, where I feel like my burden is, because I was a single mom for many years. I was a single mom for 10 years, raised 4 children, and it was expensive to do things, you know, and I would look for free events as a single mom. Mm-hmm. Like, where can I take my kids that it isn't going to cost me $100, you know,
no doubt
on the weekend.
About it.
So,
and anything you guys do, as you mentioned earlier, Sheila, with the stores and the sales and all that, it just goes back into giving back to the community. That's what makes it so nice, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the whole purpose, and just reaching out and getting to know everyone in the community. You know, since I've been here this last year, I've really made it my mission to just try to meet as many people as possible too. I'm always looking for speaking engagements and organizations that maybe aren't aware of what we do or what services we provide. And oftentimes, you know, when I go to speak at a community event or, you know, some agents, I don't know the word for it, you know, just community involvement groups mm-hmm. in Newark, they'll be shocked sometimes at everything we do. Mm-hmm. And I do want to mention here, now's a really good time to mention that our skilled trades class is starting. Yep. I believe it starts August the 18th.
Yep.
And this program is for anyone who needs a career change, needs a career boost, is just looking for something new to do. It is construction based. We do try to help with employment as well. We have contact with 21 different newer companies that help us with employment. And so if you're just kind of stagnant where you're at and you're looking for a change of pace, get a hold of us, because our skilled trades program is accredited. Even if you're a junior and senior in high school, this is accredited class. You are allowed to leave and come join our classes on Monday and Tuesday. We have scholarships available. It is a cost of $500, but don't let that scare you, because we have ways to pay for that through scholarships or even just work programs.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos with the Lookup Center in Newark. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.